95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. My next guest started her own line of jewelry several years ago. Jamie Sasankin is a photographer and has a master's degree in special education, but decided on a whim to create Whim Jewelry. Whim can be found online and in stores. The founder of the company is here today to tell us about her journey and the jewelry. Jamie, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about Whim Jewelry.
It's funny because people always love the name Whim. And I think I must say on a whim at least 10 times a day, which is kind of how it started. My grandmother was always a fashionista, literally bought my first pair of leather pants when I was 11 or 12 years old.
Your grandmother bought them for you?
Yes. Yep. From a store in Philadelphia that used to be on South Street. She was not a mall shopper other than Bloomingdale's, but she loved boutiques and, you know, finding new places. And she always had tons of jewelry on, actually up until she passed away. And she was still layered with jewelry, so including a lot of my pieces, which was, you know, a really great experience. 6 years ago, I decided to start making jewelry for myself. I was at a boutique that my friend owned in Newtown, and somebody actually bought a piece off of me. I just decided that I loved it. So that summer, I took a course for metalsmithing, and I learned how to make rings. And from there, it was just pretty much love at first sight. I paid a jeweler in Philadelphia to train me on some things that I wanted to learn. At that point, you know, I was in my late 30s, didn't want to go back to school, just wanted to learn by experience. And so that's how Whim came about. And it's been an amazing, amazing success since.
You say in your bio, you started Whim as a creative and meditative endeavor.
I think that anything that we find that we're passionate about can be part of the meditative process of just finding that calm place and just really, you know, and I think it translates into the jewelry that I create, the simplicity and the easiness of it. Just being able to sit with myself, listen to music or sit in silence and just create things that I love.
So how do you go about starting the whole business aspect to it? So you said you paid somebody to teach you the ropes of jewelry making and you took some classes, but what about the business side of it?
So the business has been trial and error. Frankly, I didn't really know what I was doing. And I just started to research, you know, the things that I needed to do as far as getting a business license, creating an LLC, asking friends that have been in business. I have some good friends who are a little bit older than me that have several businesses that have been successful for over 20 years. And so they were a good resource. As far as finding, you know, the tedious things like taxes and, you know, paying sales tax and all of those things, as far as moving into wholesale and networking, it's just really been trial and error. Networking with people, putting myself out there, going to as many events as possible. You know, I've been fortunate to meet newscasters who have been promoting my jewelry, working with stylists who have been promoting my jewelry. And I love that aspect of it, being able to connect, which, you know, that on a personal level, I think being able to connect and be real with people helps promote the business even further.
Tell me about the jewelry. You say that they're timeless pieces.
I feel, especially with jewelry, the quality of the jewelry, I use a lot of gold fill, which is a higher quality than a plating, but it's not fine jewelry. So it needs to last. People need to really be able to wear it in a versatile way. I like the idea of being able to wear the same earrings during the day, whether it's the beach or, you know, out for coffee, and then being able to wear them with my favorite black dress at night to go to dinner. You know, I like that versatility. The more simple a piece is, the more you can layer to create more looks. And I think, too, when you're looking at the clothes that you have, the jewelry and accessories can transcend that look.
What are some of your favorite pieces?
One of my all-time favorite pieces, which I bring back time and time again, is a gold hammered ring band. It's very simple. I've had people wear it as their wedding band. I've had people layer it with other rings. I've had people wear four of them at a time, wear it as a pinky ring. And then right now, the lucite earrings that I'm wearing, which are white, and a gold hammered circle just create such an easy look. They're very light. That's the other thing about the jewelry, that I try to create pieces that are extremely light and airy so that you don't feel them. You know, you don't notice that you're wearing them. It doesn't become a burden to put the jewelry on.
Absolutely. That's my favorite. Lightweight earrings, especially.
Yeah, you don't want to have your ears dragging down.
No, not at all. So you're making all of the jewelry?
I am. I make all the jewelry. I have a studio at my home in Newtown, Bucks County. It's great. It's right off of my creek. So I get the woods and the creek outside, which also helps to promote that meditative space that I love. My husband likes me to keep acetylene tank outside, though, so I don't blow the house up after all these years.
Okay,
he still gets a little nervous.
How often do you have new pieces?
The collection is always evolving. I usually keep my classic pieces that people request time and time again, and then I integrate new pieces. The new collection usually starts with just a thought or an idea of something that I really want to wear, something that, you know, gets me excited, and then I create the rest of the collection around that. So I'd say the jewelry isn't necessarily seasonal, because I feel like jewelry you can wear all year round. So I'm mostly creating collections, not necessarily based on season, but based on time. So every few months, I might switch out a couple pieces and incorporate new pieces.
But you'll bring back some favorites sometimes?
I do. Absolutely.
Where can your jewelry be found?
So right now, you can find the jewelry at Terrain, which is a company under Urban Outfitters. And they're located locally in Glen Mills. And then you can also shop online. And they're also in California and Connecticut. You can find Wim Jewelry at Beholden, which is their wonderful wedding brand. If you haven't seen it, they have amazing, amazing dresses. And then in Philadelphia, in Old City at Vagabond, which is one of my favorite boutiques. They've been around. I think they were probably one of the first independent boutiques that opened in Philadelphia. In Westchester at H. Rose Kiddos. It works Kennett Square. And several other boutiques. If you visit me on Instagram under Wim Jewelry, you can also see where else you can find us.
What goes into getting your brand under the Urban Outfitters umbrella?
That was just a little bit of persistence. They do a market on Thursdays, two Thursdays a month, and where makers, local makers come and they can sell their wares. Over the years, I've been participating a few times a year and I have a great following there. It's at their headquarters. So I've done a lot of their wedding jewelry for different employees there. I do a lot of jewelry for some of the people that work there. And eventually, I think about 2 years in, I was approached, and it was actually after a day that I had kind of just said, well, I love doing this and I'm not sure where it's going, but I really like being here. And I had kind of just thrown it up in the air. And literally the next time I was there, was approached by Terrain to start selling. And so it's just networking, putting yourself out there. I love sending people jewelry because I want to see people wearing their jewelry. I never want someone to buy a piece and have it sit in their drawer, you know. So for me, it's more about the connection and people really loving it. It's not just about the sale. I think that's what makes a successful business too. Just, you know, having that notion that I want people to come back time and time again. It's not about just making the sale.
Do you have employees?
So I don't have employees right now. I will hopefully over the next year start looking to have employees. When I was running a shop in the Stockton market, I had a couple employees, but now we're moving more into wholesale.
It seems like it's a lot of work for one person.
It is. It is a lot of work, but I have an extremely supportive family and a husband who supports me 100%, who does a lot of my grunt work for me, including boxing, labeling, shipping.
So you're doing all of that, too.
I am. Yeah.
It is a lot.
It is, but it's worth it. You know, when you love something, you know, you just, that's what it is. You just do it.
Typically, a full-time job would be 40 hours a week. Are you doing over that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also read that Wim loves giving back. What do you do in the community?
So most recently, we teamed up with Love for Life, which is research from Penn for pancreatic cancer. And a good friend of mine from Newtown, who is a staple in the community, had lost her husband to pancreatic cancer and started this foundation several years ago. And I believe they've raised over a couple of $100,000 for pancreatic cancer research. And so we do a lot of donating pieces for fundraisers and contributing. We've also participated in Big Brother, Big Sister, donating jewelry. A lot of the things that we do to give back just entails, you know, showing up to the events, donating pieces to help raise money and awareness.
You mentioned your website, or you mentioned your social media. Where's the best place for people to see the pieces, to see if they like it, see if they want to purchase it? Is that Instagram?
Yeah. So right now, Instagram is our biggest place to view everything that's new, find out what's going on, where we're going to be. Our website is being redeveloped by our PR rep and should be up and running next month. You can also shop on Etsy in the meantime. And the link is available on Instagram under Whim Jewelry, W-H-I-M Jewelry, all one word.
Jamie, thank you so much for coming by. And thank you for the beautiful pieces that you brought me. I'm definitely going to be wearing them.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don't forget to check out Jamie and Whim Jewelry on Instagram. It's Whim, W-H-I-M Jewelry.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Driftwood Water Adventures offers rental and fitness opportunities in two Bucks County locations. Kayak, canoe, and stand-up paddleboard rentals are offered in Tyler State Park and Falls Park. In addition, SUP Yoga, which is stand-up paddleboard yoga, and Paddle Fit, which is described as CrossFit on a paddleboard, are also available with Driftwood Water Adventures. My next guest is the yoga instructor who teaches SUP Yoga. Please welcome Kristen Ritter. Hi, Kristen.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So I've always wanted to try this paddleboard yoga. How long have you been teaching SUP Yoga with Driftwood Water Adventures?
I've been teaching there probably about, this is, I think, my third year teaching.
How hard is it?
It's not that it's hard. It's just different. It's new. So instead of having a mat where it's really stable, now you're on a board and you're moving with the water. So it just changes the practice a little bit.
Are you working your muscles more because you're also trying to stay on the board as well as do the yoga poses?
Yeah, I would say you definitely work your strength a little bit more, but it's more about being present. So if you kind of go and move with the water, then you stay really stable on the board.
You work with Driftwood Water Adventures and you do the class through them. Tell me a little bit about how the class works and how you get out onto the water and all of that.
So Driftwood Water Adventures makes it super simple and wonderful. So basically, you would sign up for a class online on their website or on my website. Come about 15 minutes early, we set you up with your paddle, your life jacket, and your board, and then you get a little lesson on paddling. So some people have never been on a paddle before, and that's totally okay. We take you out into the water, you start on your knees, you row out, and then we teach you how to stand up. And so you paddle for a few minutes, and then once class is about to begin, we paddle over to where they set up little anchors for us, and once the boards are set up, they just come around and clip us in, and they take our paddle, and then we have our whole mat floating on the water.
How often do people fall in?
I actually tell people if they want to have a good class and have fun, just to jump right in. Yeah, because once you fall in, the fear's gone, and then they're fun, and they play with the practice. But a lot of people, if they're scared to fall in, they're really tense. But I would say a lot of people fall in, especially when it's a warm, sunny day.
So that's not a big deal. It's okay.
It's not a big deal.
What's the key to balancing on the board?
So in yoga, something that we talk about is drishti. So drishti is a point, a gaze to look at. So usually there's a point on the board or you can look at a tree ahead of you. And then, of course, with yoga, it's all breath work. So maintaining your balance always has to do with breath and then where you're looking.
I practice yoga all the time. I go every single week, a few times a week. I love it. I've been on a paddleboard. I can't imagine being able to stay on in a yoga pose.
Yeah. So what I usually do when I teach there, I start them out really gently. So we sit down, we breathe, we do some really, you know, twists and gentle things. Then we come to all fours. I slowly get them up through down dog and then to a stand. So it takes about 10 minutes. And that time you're getting really comfortable on the board. And then we do some sun salutes. I do throw in some balance poses. Like the other day when we were on the water, we did tree pose, you know, which is really challenging. But even like warriors, like the first time I ever did paddleboard and why I fell in love with doing yoga on a paddleboard is because I did triangle, which on the mat is typically, you know, you're pretty stable and open. But on the board, you open up your arm and, you know, I just like totally caved and fell in. But it was such a wake up to my practice. It helped me understand that there was so much more to learn. And also like the ability to be so present in the practice was just a beautiful thing.
What are the other fitness classes offered at Driftwood Adventures?
Yeah, they do a paddle fit. So I actually haven't taken it, but I met the instructors and they look like they're having a lot of fun out on the water. So it's basically, it looks like a really intense fitness class. So I think they get the workout in on the boards.
And then I saw on the website they do pause on board where you can bring your dog out
on
the paddleboard.
That's super sweet. Yeah, the dogs love it.
And then what about the rentals?
I know that they're there Saturday and Sunday at Falls and at Tyler State Park. I'm imagining the hours are the same. Maybe they have a few more hours. You can check the website. But yeah, you can just go if you don't want to start with a class. You can just go and rent a paddleboard or a kayak and take it out for a while.
Now, I know you don't just teach at Driftwood Water Adventures. Tell me about Nourishing Storm.
So Nourishing Storm, I started about 7 years ago. It's we started as a yoga studio. And then my background's also in opening juice bars and nutrition. So one day I was teaching at the studio and I just had this vision of French doors opening out to a cafe. And I couldn't get it out of my mind. So, you know, we built the cafe on about 3 years ago. So now it's a yoga studio plus a cafe. And we have probably about 25 classes per week. Some are outdoors. We also do yoga hikes out in nature. We really love taking people outside. And then really gentle classes, like restorative, calm. But then for those that want a workout, they can come into like a flow class, which moves a little quicker. So my mission with teaching yoga and offering it at the studio is really just to help everyone, all ages, all levels, just know that they can do yoga and that it can be a really fun benefit to their life.
Where is the studio located?
We're in Hatboro.
You're also a holistic coach?
So I graduated through IIN, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And what's really neat about that school is they teach you 100 nutritional theories. So you're not really locked down to one system. It's kind of like you learn about all of these modalities and ways to live a healthy life. And then you kind of go along and you pick a niche, so something that's really meaningful to you. And that ends up being what you study. So when I went to school, I think I had 2,000 people in my class all over the world, you know, so we would get online and study together. And but what I love most about being a health coach is really just talking about what people are really passionate about, work that they feel that they want to do. I have this firm belief that we should all be doing what we love. That's primarily my coaching, but I do a lot of nutritional coaching too. With the launch of my new book coming out, I just put out a program called Moving Mountains. And so I'll be working with individuals on their own health goals and also goals for doing the work they love, but then into entrepreneurship. So helping businesses really thrive in their business setting, but then also home, work, life, that kind of thing.
You mentioned your book, and I see it in front of you, Spiraling to Wellness. Tell me about the book.
Spiraling to Wellness, I launched the first book about a year ago. That was Layer 1, and now the book that's coming out June 22nd is Layer 2. This came out of the idea that when Nourishing Storm got started and the team started growing, you know, we had about 20 people on the team teaching and offering things in the cafe and doing all kinds of work, and I thought, how can we tie this together? So we thought, we're going to have universal themes. So every month it's a theme like balance, trust, peace, love. And so I just pretty much tell my team, hey guys, here's the theme for the month. And they center what they're offering through that. But what was really cool is we've been doing that for 5 years. But after the first year, I realized we were just collaborating and talking and getting so excited about these themes. And we had all these tools. So they were in my head. And so I wrote them all out and it ended up becoming a book. But essentially it's my health coaching program, all written in a book. So if they rather do the work on their own, then the book is there to guide them. And it's a journal. It asks questions. There's recipes. There's stories. There's exercises. And what's really cool about this Spiraling Wellness Layer 2 coming out is I invited guest healers that have really helped me in my life to come in and write in the book. So there's just all kinds of wonderful tips in there and inspiration.
What are some of the themes?
In this book, this is exciting. This is a really strength-powered book because while strength is one of the themes, beauty, presence, persistence, power, balance, abundance, resilience, it's a pretty powerful, packed book.
And you said it's coming out June 22nd. Where can people get it?
They can get it at Nourishing Storm. They can either order it online on the website or they can come into the cafe and it will also be on Amazon in the next week or so.
And Layer 1 is there as well.
Layer 1's on Amazon and Layer 2 is coming up. Yep.
What's the most important advice you can give someone about their health?
I would say when I started yoga, it was all about like a lot of movement. I had to run. I had to do all these things. And then, you know, throughout the years, my yoga has turned more into meditation and going in nature. And essentially what I'm saying with that is it's all about going within. So I truly believe that we all know what healing that we need to do, but sometimes we need a little help to get there. And so really that's the role that I feel like we play at the studio is just the support. We call this the storm, like a safe haven that people can come to And in whatever way they need support or healing, we want to be able to provide that. But ultimately, they're the ones who know their healing and how to get there.
And you can find a list of all of your classes at nourishingstorm.com. What about the Driftwood Water Adventure classes?
They're on the event page, too. We have actually a sunset and full moon class coming up on June 14th, Friday night. I also have a class in July and August. You can, like, if groups want to come, but it's not like a set date that we have. We've done like private groups where like a bunch of friends come and then we do a custom class for them. So that's an option.
You can customize some of the classes if a big group wants to come out.
Yeah. Check out Driftwood Water Adventures too, because they offer a lot of other classes. A lot of other teachers have come in and started offering this. It's a really cool way to share the practice.
Well, I know the owner of Driftwood Water Adventures. I went to high school with him. We've been friends for years. He's such an outdoorsman. It's great that he was able to start this in Bucks County.
It's wonderful. And it's growing. I mean, every time I go there, there's people on the water. Everyone's laughing and having a good time. And same thing with that. All ages are on the water, too. The whole family is getting out there.
So some of the rentals are good for kids, too?
Yeah. So on Saturday when there, Bobby was talking to a dad with three kids on there. And then when they came back in to paddle in, he took the kids back out on a paddleboard. I mean, and, you know, I said to a friend, I said, that's how you know someone's doing what they love, is that I think he even had to go. But then he saw them and he wanted to take them out. And he was so excited that he just wanted to take them out in the water. And the smile on his face is just contagious. So, yeah, they're doing really cool things on the water.
Sounds like Bobby for sure. Kristen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
If you're interested in checking out Kristen's classes at her studio and cafe, you can go to nourishingstorm.com. And also, don't forget, Driftwood Water Adventures offers kayak, canoe, and stand-up paddleboard rentals, as well as the classes that they do on the stand-up paddleboard at Falls Park and new this year at Tyler State Park. You can go to driftwoodwateradventures.com for all that information. You can also follow along with all the activity out in Bucks County on Driftwood Adventures Instagram page. Thank you so much for joining me again today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.